but I don't know if it's that necessary. Let's start. I'd like to welcome everybody. This is I think the last meeting I said, but that was hopefully the last meeting. This is, I am sure, the last meeting of the technical committee. The purpose is to look at the sixth working draft dated 27th of January 2012, to go through it, to check if we're happy with it, and then have it ready for presentation. I don't have a copy of that. Have it ready for presentation to the full committee. And would like at the end to have a brief discussion around the process in the full committee, how we're going to deal with that. So that's the purpose of the meeting. And I think then can we proceed? There are extra copies of the sixth draft. I don't know if anyone here doesn't have them, the lady at the back. All right, so Henk and Ananda, or Henk particularly, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, just by way of introduction, you will recall that the drafting team has submitted a note additional to the sixth draft of the bill to the committee, where we raised certain questions and just highlighted a very few aspects associated with the bill. Those questions especially arose during the preparation of the draft that is before the committee today. If you indicated that you would like to just have a look at the bill and see whether it is presentable to the portfolio committee now. So I don't know whether you would want me to first start with the issues that we've identified, or should we rather take the bill from clause one onwards and as they arise we could just point them out.
There in the bill. I mean, it's basically children, between artistic expression, special personal information, authorization by the regulator, and the prior amendments and costing. Shouldn't we deal with them? I don't know what other members feel as we go through the bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, then just one additional preliminary issue before we start, with your permission. You will recall that I think it was Mr. Mark Hank who forwarded a document to the committee, with technical committee members, dealing with or reflecting a draft regulation which will most probably replace the EU directive. We have had the opportunity to also study that document, so we are at this stage in a position where we can do a comparison for you, where we can indicate whether where there are additional matters included in the draft regulation, and also where there's new matters. That might take a while. In total, I think we've identified 34 points or so for discussion. Some of them are quick. Some of them are more a question of panel beating rather than a lacuna in our draft legislation compared to the draft regulation. But there are various issues that one should take into consideration. First and most important, of course, is that it is still a draft regulation, that it is still subject to a process of consultation. So one might want to tread softly if you want to borrow from that regulation. Always possibly in the back of our minds we should consider that things may change. So the approach that we followed was to see whether it's really of a substantive nature and whether it would add value to our bill. So the proposals that we have, those proposals, and we could possibly, if there is time today, run them through with you. If there's not time, I think what we could try to do is to prepare a brief note in that regard. But it might be more appropriate for the committee to just hear us out on that score, and we've also brought three copies of that draft regulation for the committee members. But Chair, then
Sorry, just on that, I mean, have you got anything in writing on areas that you feel should be looked at in the bill, or are you going to do it, or were you planning to do it orally?
Gee, we were planning to take you through that draft regulation and highlight those aspects which we think the committee would like to consider including. We haven't got a note at this stage. We've got personal notes, of course, side notes, just to remind ourselves which aspects to highlight to the committee, but we haven't got a formal note at this stage.
Because it's I mean, I've looked at the EU document, but it is, I mean, my worry is it's then going back to the beginning again. And I think there are two options. The one is, I think it would be useful, I mean, you can go through it with us at the end, but in a sense it's a little bit going against what we're trying to do here today, and that is complete a document for the full committee. Because it will be then, well, there's more stuff for the technical committee to look at. That's my worry. I think there would be two areas. The one is a separate presentation when we do the report to the full committee. So we finish our work. When we report to the full committee, there's also a report and some commentary on whether there are further changes. Alternatively, would be propose those in the NCOP, because then there might be greater clarity as to the status of the EU proposals, which, as you say, are not finalised. I don't know what other members' comments at the start. Dr. Ambrosini.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few minutes to give us a sense of what it is that has been changed within European thinking, or it's about to change. As you will remember, this entire process started way back on the basis of us having to place ourselves in compliance, it was said, with the EU regulations under pain of not receiving transfer of information necessary for the World Cup. So we have taken the EU regulation as the blueprint of what we have done. So the EU directive as the blueprint of what we have done. And not just the text, but the experience that underpinned. If something has changed and they have learned that what they've done is not just good enough, or there are other profiles, I think that we in this committee should apply our mind to it and bring to the full committee any variation that we feel necessary. We have now the expertise, we are focused on this. I think it would be very unfair passing the back onto the committee or into the NCOP. And it would be equally unfair to close our eyes if there are problems ahead. I think our job requires that if there is new information, we read it, we consider it, we apply our mind, and we move on if we want to disregard it. But I, for one, would like to know what it is that I should know before I can decide not to take it into account.
We have essentially, I would think, two choices. Either ask Henk and Ananda at the end of our work today to do a brief verbal. Alternatively, as we go through, if something occurs to them, I don't see why they can't raise it at the relevant clause. For example, I'm just looking at the social networking right to be forgotten. All those kids who put all those embarrassing things about themselves into the ether. And then, but this would sit naturally, wouldn't it? Under the right of access of data users and their insistence on checking what's there. So it sits naturally. If there are instances where it sits naturally, perhaps they could raise it as we go through. And what remains, do it briefly, orally at the end. What do you think?
There doesn't seem to be much sense, though, doing it at the end. It would be better to do it at the beginning, to either do it as we go through the bill, or to have an overview now, but once we've completed our work, it's in a sense saying, okay, we've finished this document, this sixth draft. Now let's reopen and go back and look at things and discover things that we had liked may not be so appropriate anymore. So to me, it makes more sense to do it. Start with a presentation now. I think maybe an overview, I mean a combination of a presentation now and then Ms. Smuts's suggestion.
I think that's what Dr. Ambrosini was saying, yeah. How long would it take? Are you ready, Hink? How long would it take you to do an overview?
See, I must admit we haven't prepared for an overview. We plan to take you through the document itself, but I think the alternative.
It takes through the document. How long would that take you?
At least 2 hours.
Can you not produce the I didn't bring a copy, unfortunately then the public is here and I'm going to be...
Can we not take 10 minutes and we will just scan it through individually? I think that's the fastest way. We get a smell of what's all about, 10, 15 minutes, and then we decide what to do with it.
But it's not the 13-page document, it's this guy. I don't know.
I mean, there is an executive summary in the beginning in the explanatory memorandum.
Oh, I see what I've got is a communication.
Yeah, maybe we could start off by just giving you a general introduction. I'm going to ask Ananda to assist us there and just take us through from the position where starting from the EU directive and where we are now with regard to this draft regulation.
I think we don't have to fear because what happened was that the EU directive is very old. That was in 1995. And in 2007, there was actually a similar process where they looked into the EU directive to see whether it should be changed or whatever, and decided not to change anything because the core principles were still in order. However, in 2010, only 3 years later, they decided actually to look into this again, and it was really because of what has happened, and I want to stress that it's in the last 5 years that all of these social networks and all the new technologies really come in that the original directive didn't make provision for. However, the basic principles are still exactly the same. They haven't really changed at all. So it's not as if it's a completely new, a new directive. It's now called a regulation, and that's the first important point, is that they decided to have a regulation instead of a directive. And the difference is that the directive will be implemented in national law, so you'll have a German law or a UK law or whatever, whereas the regulation will be directly applicable. So it will, it's almost like an EU law now for all the countries in the EU. Yes. So that's important. Now, that is almost the most controversial part of it because, for instance, in Germany, they are very concerned about the fact that they have to give up their own laws and that their laws are actually of a higher standard than the regulation. So they are actually also saying that it may be a constitutional issue. But it's not insofar as the content is so much concerned, it's whether at what level it's pitched. So that is still quite controversial, but I don't think that it will necessarily impact on the content of the document, rather at the level at where it will be pitched. What is also important is because it was such an old directive, there's been a numerous developments from 1995, which we have actually taken on board in our legislation. So our legislation is also not so far behind the new regulation, and I can perhaps mention a few to you things that are now new when you compare the directive and the regulation, but we think that we've already included in our act, in our bill. For instance, the question of children, the question of explicit consent, you know, the way that we dealt with consent, reporting of data breaches, assessments, the privacy impact assessments, accountability, specific provision for the accountability, and also definition of biometric, the definition that we have of and the inclusion of biometric information and so forth. Those are just a few examples that I've picked up. So actually we are quite well advanced in that sense that we don't have to, you know, because of the fact that we did not take the EU directive as such, we also used the OECD and the principles in that in all the other documents and all the other countries' interpretation and all of that. So we are quite far, we are already in tune with that new regulation.
And some of the things in the regulation that's very important to them is not really applicable to us. For instance, the scope of application, existing mechanisms and so forth, which really deals with the horizontal arrangements between countries now and how they are going to deal with it, which is very important for them and which is also somewhat controversial but not applicable to us. What one must also realize is that something that's also interesting is that Barack Obama, I think in February or I think it was in March, the 5th of March, also now in America published a consumer bill of data protection. And that, it's a bill of rights that they want to include in their legislation, but also take that as the basis for legislation that will deal with private enterprises. Remember, in America, they have a data bill for the public sector, but for the private sector, they only have these sectoral legislation. And the idea is now to have a specific bill that will deal with all the loopholes. And so they've actually come on board as well, so that the U.S. law and the EU law will now be closer, you know, and they will also try to harmonize that as well. So that is an interesting development as well. So all of that is now more or less the same. So it is, to some extent, important for us to take cognizance of what these developments are, since they say that they think the regulation and this new bill in America and so forth will maybe come into play in, say, 2014 or 2015. And that will be more or less the same time that our bill will be implemented, and it will be a pity if we are now then lagging behind a little bit, you know, insofar as that is concerned. So that is why the way in which we've dealt with it is really to look at it and to see how it can be implemented in South Africa. So we haven't gone article by article and just tried to implement everything in our law. We've looked at if it really adds value to our legislation, then we've just indicated it as a possibility to be considered. Many of the instances, it will just do that, add value. It won't make a difference really, in the sense that it's not something that's now completely different to what we have, because of the fact that the principles are still the same, the core principles are exactly the same, but they've added little bits and pieces here and there, which makes it more interesting, better regulated, etc. And we may perhaps... So it's fairly uncontroversial. The additions or the instances where we differ from what is happening there is fairly uncontroversial. But it may be interesting for you just to hear about it, or maybe think, you know, consider including it in our legislation as well. So I don't know, Link, would you like to just go through them then?
Chair, I think what we can do with your permission now is we can start at clause one and sorry, Chair.
Sorry, I just didn't want to interrupt him. I just want to say what we also took into consideration, there have been comments on the regulation already. We have the comments of the ICO, the Information Commissioner in the UK. Then the UK government has actually asked for comments, and they will only submit their reply on the 4th of June. So we don't have that yet. We only have the submission, you know, the request. But very important also is the European Data Protection Supervisor. That's actually the supervisor that's in control of all the supervisors in the EU. They've also submitted quite a substantial comment. And then there are also from various firms of attorneys and so forth have also submitted their comments. So we've taken that into consideration. Where something is controversial and we see that everybody's not happy with it, then we have not included it in our list, because the fact is it seems as though it's not going to survive the process. So I just wanted to mention that's also what we took into consideration in making up the list.
That's a question before Hank starts. What is the envisaged time frame for the adoption of this regulation, if there is one?
Mr. Chair, that is the very first question that we raised with ourselves, and it all depends on the legislative process that they must follow through. They have done extensive consultations during 2010 and 2011. The document is marked final draft. However, they are still receiving what one could term fairly substantial comments now from different member countries as well as the information commissioners. But as far as the time frame is concerned, it's extremely difficult to indicate at this stage.
Both indicators that they want to finish it in 2013, but everybody says it will only be 14, and then they said 2 years from the date that the implementation will be 2 years from the date of finalization. So if they finalize it in 2013, it will be 2015, but everybody thinks it will only be finalized in 2014, and then it will be 2016 that it will be implemented. But even the implementation date is still, some people are saying, well, it's not necessary to wait 2 years because data privacy is not a new issue and it's not controversial and they should implement it immediately, so it's difficult to say.
I mean, but to me the implementation date is not important. It's the finalization date that you're basically just dealing with a draft that appears to be far from finalized. I think we should take cognizance of some of the proposals, but they are just proposals.
I think it is true. This EU data protection supervisor and the Article 59 working party, they will make two submissions. The one has already been made. They're still waiting for the Article 59 submission to be made, and that will be regarded as the submission from the European Parliament. So I don't think there will be. I think they are now within the structures of the EU itself. It is not the previous consultations were with outside people and so forth, but they are. So it's really fairly advanced. I don't think, but I agree with the, and that is why we've said we shouldn't include anything in our legislation just because it's in the regulation. We can only include something which we think will add value to our bill and which we also agree with and which we think is a good idea to include it. So we not merely on a technical basis because it's in a, because we do not have to follow them.
Mr. Chairman, I think that part of what is happening around privacy, and as Amanda said, this was a moving target. We're seeing new technologies arise, we're seeing all of these things arise, and for me, having gone through the framework, I absolutely agree with Amanda that there are certain areas that add value that we do not have to change in our documentation at all. And when we look at what is happening in the United States, last week the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, published their document, which is called Protecting Consumer Privacy in an Era of Rapid Change. And essentially part of what they're looking at is lobbying the American government to essentially have a general law of application. But the FTC really performed the role of a regulator in the same way as the commissioner does in the UK. And for me, one of the most important things is that the sooner we get our act in place and the regulator properly working, the better we are going to be able to deal with these issues and the issues that are ever-changing. So I think that what we have before us is, it might not be perfect, but it's pretty damn close, or it's very good insofar as where we are relating to the rest of the world. And from that perspective, to me, the more important thing is that we get this legislation in place as quickly as possible and start creating the expertise and skills around this to administer and to assist where we're going. If we look at this document from the FTC, it's replete with the necessity to work together with business, to work together for instance, the something that we've not dealt with here, do not track. That's a new concept, really, around how people are tracking information, the Googles and the Facebooks of this world, and how that should be governed and developed through different technologies, through different processes, etc. That is not something that I believe we're going to easily legislate. We need to create the capability to be able to regulate that as and when necessary. And therefore, again, I just stress that I think that much of the principle in the European Union framework goes to an even greater depth of the problems that we're seeing in the information age, and that is the policing, the enforcement, the necessity for cooperation and harmonization of law, for that to become a reality. But that is something that I think we need to take into account, and the regulator hopefully will deal with that on an ongoing basis.
Yeah. I mean, look, it seems to me that what would probably be best is not to get a briefing on this document, the proposed regulation, but to go through our document clause by clause or page by page, where there are issues that you think may be relevant if you've read this, that you draw that to our attention. But I mean, as I think everybody has said, the train is moving quite fast at times. I mean, how far is the AU model law, for example? I mean, that would have more of a impact on what we draft. If that is completed in the next month or so, are we going to have to then get an input on that and possible inconsistencies with our law? So there's lots of moving areas. So I that would be my suggestion. I don't know if you're happy with that we don't then get any. We take the document, we read it, but we then go back to version 6, and if there are issues that are relevant, you refer that to us. Mario?
Yeah, I went through this document, I read it, and I think that the importance of this document is that it makes the passage from the original directive that we were dealing with, where there were principles to be implemented, to the actual implementation of those principles. And besides these 180 various clauses, here we've got a law which would be what we should be passing effectively. If we were to implement in 2012 the directive, that's what we would be passing. So it's difficult not to put one's own mind around it. I hear what Mark says, which basically, if I capture it correctly, let's pass the law, then we'll amend it with the benefit of a department, and the regulator will guide us on how to amend it. And that's a clever way of passing the buck, but it is passing the buck nonetheless. I have no problem with your ruling. I think we should follow that. But I think that let's give ourselves time to digest this document, because if this is the center around which progress is going to gravitate, the United States is going to have something similar, it would be ill-advised to adopt yesterday's technology rather than tomorrow's.
I wasn't going to speak, but may I just say it's an unfair reflection on Mark Hang to say that he was saying we should pass the buck. On the contrary, he was saying let's set up the regulator. What regulators do is to regulate. They are rulemaking bodies. They make subordinate legislation, and they are well placed to respond with more alacrity than we do, slow beasts that we are, to development.
Okay, so can we then proceed? I gather that T is here. Other must have kindly got for themselves. Some of us can't get
with
sharing. So can we just have a brief 5-minute break here, T, before this stops?
It's been
wonderful.
It's boiling water.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.